Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. It is 7:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, November 20th. Even as the CDC urges people to stay home for Thanksgiving because of the pandemic, the Transportation Security Administration is preparing for travelers to hit the airports during the holiday. The agency tweaking some of its security protocols. Jeff McAdam with Fox affiliate KSWB reports from San Diego.
We're using technology to help protect travelers and our employees.
TSA spokesperson Lori Dankers knows some will still choose to fly. In fact, airport officials in San Diego expect about 30,000 passengers on Thanksgiving Day. So TSA is rolling out a new way of screening to keep people safe, and it starts with passengers scanning their own IDs.
And the TSA officer will never touch the photo ID or the boarding pass of the traveler.
Lori says a TSA agent in Denver died this year from the coronavirus, so it's not just passengers they're trying to protect. It's employees too. That's why most checkpoints now have a baggage CT scanner, which can look into bags with much more detail than ever before. So hopefully they won't have to open up bags and do checks as often.
The TSA also now allowing passengers to carry 12-ounce bottles of hand sanitizer. Only smaller bottles had been allowed in recent years. For the 8th time this year, the federal government has executed a convicted killer.
Orlando Hall was given a lethal injection at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana. The federal judge had earlier stopped his execution over concerns about the drug to be used, but that reprieve was brief. The U.S. Supreme Court lifted the stay and allowed the execution to go forward just before midnight. Hall was part of a group of men who abducted, gang-raped, and buried alive 16-year-old Lisa Renee in 1994, in retaliation, prosecutors had said, for her brother cheating them on a drug deal. In his last words, Hall told relatives and friends to take care of themselves and to tell his kids he loved them. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
We heard from the White House and also Joe Biden yesterday discussing the outlook on the coronavirus.
President-elect Joe Biden says he won't shut down the economy, but will shut down the virus.
Because every region, every area, every community can be different.
The president-elect did criticize the current administration for not sharing key details about vaccine distribution. Vice President Mike Pence says there is a light at the end of the tunnel because of emerging vaccines.
America has never been more prepared to combat this virus than we are today.
Coronavirus Task Force is not recommending a nationwide shutdown, but urges vigilance, mask wearing, hand washing, and keeping social distance. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The pandemic having a big impact on programs and services of Catholic Charities Wichita. Executive Director Wendy Glick tells KNSS News that victims of domestic violence are staying home, and that means more abuse. Wendy Glick is our guest this weekend on Issues 2020. That's Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on KNSS. We know humans can catch and spread the coronavirus. What about animals? We're starting to get answers about that possibility thanks to research at Kansas State.
Two recently published studies from Kansas State University researchers and collaborators have led to two important findings related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Domestic cats can be asymptomatic carriers of coronavirus, but pigs are unlikely to be significant carriers of the virus. Jorgen Richt, the region's distinguished professor at Kansas State University in the College of Veterinary Medicine, says that infected domestic cats without symptoms can spread the virus to other cats within 2 days. Further research is needed to study whether domestic cats can spread the virus to other animals and humans. Pigs, on the other hand, do not appear to transmit the virus to contact animals.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson. Several lawsuits challenging election results on behalf of the president receiving mixed results.
The updated guidance from the CDC is for people not to travel for the upcoming holiday.
Our guidance really is a recommendation, and it's a strong recommendation. And we ask Americans to consider their risk, to consider who's in their household, their individual risk of acquiring infection.
One of baseball's most famous ballparks, now officially a landmark.
Interior David Bernhard Thursday designated Wrigley Field, the home of the Chicago Cubs, as a National Historic Landmark. Built in 1914, Wrigley, known to sports fans as the Friendly Confines, has housed the Cubs for the past 104 years. It was one of the first stadiums to install refreshment stands and the first to use an organ on site to entertain fans. Known for its famed bleachers and ivy-covered brick outfield walls, this National Historic Landmark status recognizes the significant role that Wrigley Field played in the city of Chicago and professional sports. In a statement, Cubs Executive Chairman Tom Ricketts called this landmark status a, quote, well-earned place in the lineup of American history and culture as a national treasure, end quote. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Now let's take a look at that weather forecast heading into this weekend. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's been a while since we've had some rain, and we're finally going to get some this weekend. Some patchy low clouds will start today, then mostly sunny, 65 for the high, and even though that's cooler than what we've been this week, it's still running above normal for November. Cloudy and 45 overnight, then rain on Saturday afternoon with a high 48. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, 92% humidity. We have a breeze out of the northwest. It is mostly clear and 50 degrees here on this Friday, November 20th. Coming up on 7:38 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's something we usually talk about during Lent in the spring, but we're talking about it here the week before Thanksgiving. Let's check in with Bruce Seiler from the Knights of Columbus at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Colwich. It's fish fry time again. Hey, Bruce.
It's fish fry Friday.
Yay!
We just want to invite everybody to come. It's a drive-through. Everything is all in the bag. There's the fried catfish, french fries, hush puppies, all in a container that stays hot and dry. Potato soup, mac and cheese, coleslaw, baked cod, everything is in containers. There's a bottle of water to go with it if people want to stop at a park and eat on the way home. We had a really good turnout last 2 weeks ago. It was about a bag every 12 seconds that came out the door, and we're hoping to speed that up a little bit. Had a really good turnout. Normally, we feed over 2,000 at each of these events during the Lent period, and so we only had a chance to do one this spring, and we decided to do two this fall and kind of make up some ground there that we didn't get done last spring.
Very good. When I know you had one when, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, and we fed just right at 900. Had a really good turnout there, but we're hoping to speed that up and hope more people will come. And it's a really good meal. Everybody that I talked to said it was a meal and a half in every bag that went out. It was all the containers are for to go, and everybody appreciated the hot food and fresh. Everything is made fresh. The potato soup is fresh. The mac and cheese. The coleslaw, everything is all done fresh in the kitchen here.
I think basically you're just whetting our appetite for Thanksgiving next week.
Let's get it done. But no, 4 to 7 at Colwich, just follow the line, follow the signs there up the street and back into the parking lot here behind the facility. Nobody has to get out. You pay the person there at the tent as you come into the parking lot, and you come on around to the corner of the building. Everything is handed right into your window, so all the guys that need the guys' night to cook, night out to cook, it'd be an excellent opportunity to come through Colwich and grab the meal for the family. And every meal is the same. So, you know, some people might say that's more than they need, but you'll have plenty of leftovers.
And what's the cost per meal?
It's $10 for a complete full meal deal.
All right. Want to make sure I have the right amount of cash. Sounds good.
Yep, and we do a card reader if people don't want to do cash. A lot of people are going to the card, and so we do accept that for payment. And just want everybody to come because we got plenty of food. I'm thawing fish right now, and
And Alvin will be here in a little bit to start on the potato soup.
Fantastic. We're glad you checked in with us, and hope a lot of folks enjoy the fish fry tonight.
Yep, appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
Thank you much. That is Bruce Seiler. He's from the Knights of Columbus at Sacred Heart Church in Colwich. They're having one more big fish fry tonight, 4 to 7 p.m.
Man, that sounds good.
Boy, doesn't it? I could use that for breakfast right now. That
yeah.
That sounds good to me right now.
Really
I don't
does.
I don't want to wait another 8 or 9 hours for that. All right. It is, thanks, Bruce. It is 7:41 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We'll be checking in with John Whitmer, the host of the John Whitmer Show, and preview his Sunday night show coming up in just a few minutes right here with Steve and Ted. And we've got a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal on the way as well, and we'll discuss the 737 MAX. Good stuff on the way, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.